Hey, this is The Naked Truth, and I'm your host, Courtney LaShawn. We're here to talk about all those things that females think about, but they're too afraid to say out loud. But we're here to talk about it today, and I brought a few of my sisters with me. Let's get into it.
So our last TikTok video has been going viral. Yeah, so we're up to like 700K, almost at 700K, on just one video. So the girls have so many questions for you. So are you down to answer their questions?
I'm down.
All right. So the first question is, where can neem oil be found?
Neem oil can be found at your organic grocery stores like the Co-op locally in Pittsburgh, Whole Foods, and online.
Okay, online. Okay. So let me take a step back for the people who didn't watch the video. So you talked about natural birth control and you list three major ones. Can you relist those natural birth controls for the audience?
Yes. The first one will be coconut oil.
Okay.
Unrefined and organic coconut oil is a natural spermicide. It's antifungal and antiviral. It helps to keep yeast infections at bay. So it's great to use as a lubricant during sex for you and your partner.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get into the neem oil first because that's the most popular one. Okay, so you talked about inserting the neem oil in an applicator. The girls want to know how much are they supposed to put in the applicator?
I would recommend using a whole tube. So your neem oil usually comes with a dropper.
Right.
And you want to fill the dropper up and then insert that dropper amount into the applicator after sex.
Okay, after. And that was another question because the girls are like, before sex or after?
I want to recommend after sex because we want to eat up the sperm in 30 seconds.
The girls like that sound. Okay, so right after, how long after sex is like the maximum time you can wait? Like, what if you wait to like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour? Would you be fine if you use it after, like at that time?
I'm going to say the plan B. Minute. It's a plan B minute. What is that? 72 hours?
Okay.
72 hour pill. No more than 3 days.
Oh, 3 days. Okay.
Cool. Because, you know, sperm sits inside of you can live for up to 2 to 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. Okay. You, on our last interview, you talked about neem smells like shallots. How long is that smell going to last? Are we going to be smelling like shallots for a whole day? How long is it going to smell like that?
Yes, at least 24 hours.
So you'll smell like shallots for 24 hours?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's nothing we could do to stop the smell. You just got to go through it, huh?
Yep, you just have to thug it out.
Okay, well, that's worth it, huh? You and baby or shallots.
Yes, 30 seconds.
Okay. Does neem oil affect your pH balance?
Neem oil does not affect your pH balance. Neem oil is used for so many things internally, especially toothpaste. So it has all these antifungal, antibacterial properties, and that is going to keep the pH at a healthy level and get rid of any unwanted bacteria.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about contracting like BV or anything like that.
No, can I also say that when COVID launched on the scene, neem was one of the leaves that they found to cure it in Madagascar, the country in Africa. So, yeah.
So you're saying that neem is fighting COVID?
Yes.
You heard it exclusively on The Naked Truth. Wow. So if you're using this to fight COVID, should this be taken orally or like how can you take it to fight COVID?
Yes, the best way to ingest it is orally. In a tea form, you can put it in, well, in Madagascar, they were using it in a liquid form and they were putting it in a drink. So ingesting is the best way because it gets into the blood.
Wow. Okay. So I've also noticed that neem comes in different forms. So it comes in a pill form, like a capsule. The girls were saying a capsule. And then also, is there a tea?
So it is a plant. It comes from the tree. And then the tree has its leaves and it has its barks and it has its stems. So we use that whole tree to make capsules, to make powder form, to make it a liquid form, at least 3-4 different ways.
Okay. So the capsule, do you think taking the neem capsules is would be effective as inserting the neem inside your vagina? If you're using it as a natural birth control.
I would say that inserting it in the vagina is faster. I mean, that's where the sperm is, so that's where we want to target. And swallowing it, you know, it has to go through different digestive organs till it gets into the blood and to where it's supposed to go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you use neem if you're expecting already?
No, I would not recommend using neem if you're pregnant.
Okay, good answer. One of the girls said that was like, I think not, but we want to ask Teresa first. And I want to be clear, we are not physicians. We are not. So you are more of a holistic healer.
I'm your holistic cousin.
There you go. So, yes. So you want to do your research because everything is not for everybody. So don't be in my comments talk about, yeah, this didn't work. Y'all going to be babysitting my baby. We are not doing any babysitting. For real. Okay. Okay, so if you use the neem capsules, how often should you take those?
I would take 2 capsules a day.
Okay.
On a full stomach. I have seen the comments. Most women are using the capsules now because the liquid is tricky and it's scary and it's really strong.
And they said there's no smell like the neem oil.
Correct.
Okay. So 2 capsules a day.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. People also want to know, how often can this be used before it's harmful?
Before it's harmful.
If it's even harmful. Like, can you ingest this or intake this too much to the point that it can be harmful to you?
As a natural birth control, I have to link it back to artificial birth controls. Just taking too much of anything cannot be safe. But I've been using neem oil for 4 years, and I have not experienced any pregnancies. And I probably used it once a week when I was very active.
Okay.
I know it brings your period, and that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay, it brings your period. So I'm going to skip over to grapefruit juice because you talked about that too. Some of the girls said that grapefruit juice can make their period come on a little faster. Is that true? Or is that something that you have experienced?
Yes. Grapefruit juice is the highest in vitamin C, maybe like over 1,000 milligrams.
Okay.
So it does promote bleeding. Tangerine juice as well.
Tangerine. Okay. And how much should they be drinking if they're consuming the grapefruit juice? Because I know you said a gallon. You said a gallon, right?
That's like an emergency contraceptive.
Oh, okay. Emergency.
Yes.
Okay.
After being ejaculated in, I will take a gallon of tangerine juice or grapefruit juice because those are the highest. They're higher than orange juice. And that's just after. But you should be taking a good amount of vitamin C daily to keep your immune boosted because the vagina is a part of the immune system.
Okay. So I would think that taking vitamin C every day is natural because, you know, when you're sick, you need vitamin C. So some of the girls were commenting saying consuming too much vitamin C can be dangerous. I would say no. What would you say to that?
I would say 1,000 milligrams a day.
A day. 1,000 milligrams a day, ladies. Okay.
And that's the amount that's in your emergency capsule and any other vitamin C supplements.
All right. In your opinion, can these holistic remedies be used as a natural birth control, or are you saying this use this as a emergency contraceptive? Like all three. So what would you say?
All three are your natural birth controls.
Natural, okay.
And your most emergency would definitely be the neem oil and the vitamin C.
Okay. Clarify that. Thank you for clarifying that. Can men take neem oil as a natural birth control?
Yes, men can take neem capsules. Black seed oil is also a natural birth control.
Okay, so you're hitting us with another one. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Okay. No. a lot of people don't like the aftertaste of black seed oil.
Okay.
But it rids mucus. Okay. It rids so many things, including keeping the immune system boosted. So we're doing a teaspoon a day. Okay. You can also use the rest of your contraceptives, like your vitamin C and your coconut oil, along with the black seed oil together. They all work really well together.
So you're saying we can take all three?
All three.
Wow. Okay. So let's get into the black seed oil, because this is a new natural birth control that you're talking about today. You're saying men and women can use this in the liquid form, right, to drink, mm-hmm. and it can be used as a natural birth control.
Yes. And you can also take it in the capsules.
Oh, wow. Okay, again. Ladies, you got options here.
Yes, because it's all going orally and it's getting into the bloodstream that way.
Okay. Should you be looking out for certain medications that you're using when you're using these natural birth controls? Because the girls talked about blood pressure medicine and things like that. You want to be careful when you're using some of these remedies. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. Your prescription drugs can interfere with your natural medicine.
As if with anything else, right?
Yes, because most prescriptions have a natural herb or plant in it. We believe everything comes from the earth first, so they just take it and put it in a capsule with a preservative on it to preserve the medicine.
So let's get into what you've been up to lately. Could we talk about your Yoni Steam Spa and what's going on with that?
Yes. Yoni Steam 412 is transitioning into a mobile spa bus.
Okay.
Because we're in the city of McKeesport, it is a city outside of Pittsburgh. We're not on the bus line, and we can't reach the women who need us the most. So we want to bring these services and products right outside our clients' and customers' front door, where they can come on to the spa bus, receive their Yoni Steams, foot detoxes, air candles, their products, their smoothies, and their teas on the spa bus.
Okay, so when are you going to start services on the spa bus, or is this already started?
We are raising funds for our spa bus. We are going with a Black-owned spa bus dealership in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, cool.
Who has created a crowdfunding program for Black businesses to raise funds for their spa bus.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Is this something other people can donate to, or it's just something?
Absolutely.
So how can we donate?
Everyone can donate by logging on to my Facebook page, which is Dorisa King, DORISAKING. And it's pinned to my page, and the campaign is called Mobilon.
Oh, wow. I'm excited to hear about this. So how do you schedule services? Is this something you schedule online?
Yes.
Okay.
Right onto our website, www.yonisteam412.com.
Okay. Where did you get the idea from? That's pretty cool.
I think I've always wanted to go mobile. I want to go on tour because Pennsylvania is such a huge state, and there are so many towns with women who need these services. So we want to pull up at the colleges. We want to go to festivals. We want to pull up at high schools, pop-ups, and we want to educate women on holistic healing.
Right. So even if you got to pull up, that's what it takes, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what service do you offer on the spa bus?
On the spa bus, we will, of course, be doing our Yoni Steams, our womb stimulations, where we rub on the womb and give the womb a massage and prepare for pregnancy. If there's any blocked tubes or just any spiritual blockages, we do our air candling, and we do our ionic foot detox. So we are detoxing your mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, can we buy your products on the spa bus as well?
You can purchase the products on the spa bus and online on our website.
Okay, let's get into your services. Well, excuse me, your products online. What do you have available now currently?
Currently, we have our male and female washes that are plant-based and really, really important, because the soap on the market today is filled with so many chemicals, and it causes so many of the women issues that we're suffering from today. So our male and female washes, our plant-based lubes, we have our sweet yoni teas, our vaginal tightening sticks, okay. Chlorophyll, and other health products.
Okay, I did see the chlorophyll. Do you want to enlighten the ladies what benefits the chlorophyll has?
Yes. Chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the process that plants go through to get their green color. So it's like drinking liquid vegetables. It's an internal deodorizer. It has your pee, underarms, poop, yoni smelling like water. It cleans out the blood, keeping the body at alkaline levels.
Yes, because we need that alkaline level, huh? Keep the box right, huh?
Yes.
Right. So what do you have next going on? What's going on with the reset? You got the spa going on. I saw the children's book. You got a lot of amazing things going on. What else can we expect from Miss Theresa King?
What I'm really excited about is training women to become yoni steam practitioners like myself.
Okay.
This work is really, really important. And once we train women, we'll be training generations of women to do this very important work. So starting July 23rd through the 24th, we have our first Yoni Steam Retreat.
Okay.
Here in Pittsburgh, where we'll have you in a mansion for about 3 days. You're going through a serious spiritual training. You'll do shadow work. You'll talk to the little girl inside of you. We're going to do yoga. We're going to do painting. And we're going to learn everything about womb health. And it'll include a yoni stool, because that was really important for me when I first started. No one knew what a yoni stool was, and no one could create it for me. So I am going to provide my students with a yoni stool to start their business.
Okay. Is this information also available on your website?
Yes.
Okay. Well, everything's available on your website. That's cool. So can you name three natural herbs that you live by that you are like, I cannot go on without these three? And tell us what benefits they have.
I have to give big ups to neem. Yeah. Neem leaf. Anytime I feel off or sick, I'm going to steam my face with neem. And remember, yoni steaming, we're steaming the womb and the vagina space, but the whole body needs steam. So steaming your face when you're congested helps expel all the mucus in your ears, nose, and throat. So steaming your face with neem oil is great. I mean, neem leaf. I don't like to put water and oil together, but neem leaf. Yes. Number one.
How do you do that? Or is this something that you put the oil in a pot and you're steaming it? Tell us how we can do this.
I didn't mean to say oil, because I don't like to mix oil and water. So you put the neem leaves in a pot of water.
Okay.
And you just boil them. And then you'll hover over the pot with a cloth or a towel over your head to trap in the steam.
Cool. Where can we find neem leaves at?
Neem leaves are probably growing right outside your front door. Okay. And if you ever see a plant that's interesting to you, I want you to grab your Google and go to the app. There is going to be
You did.
There's going to be that camera on the side and take a picture and learn your herbs. But you can definitely find it on Amazon or your local apothecary in your city.
Okay, you heard it from Dorisa. Okay, one more.
We're going to go with the Mama Red Raspberry Leaf.
Mama Red Raspberry Leaf. Okay.
Red Raspberry Leaf is the actual leaf of a raspberry. It is your womb tonic. It tastes delicious. It is great for women in their last trimester of pregnancy. It helps to get the womb ready to open up and bring birth into the world. It is also going to help with painful periods. It's also going to help strengthen and tone your womb, because it is a womb tonic.
Okay, nice. Okay. And this is just a natural herb. You will have to look for it.
Yes. And it should be at your local apothecary's. Red raspberry leaf.
Wow. Wow. So much. Okay. So let's go back to coconut oil. Because one of the girls stated that coconut oil can give you an infection. Is that true if you use too much?
Anytime I'm off, anytime something's not right and I don't want to use like my other loops, I'm always going to go back to coconut oil.
Okay.
Coconut has so many antioxidants. When you're dehydrated or when you have a hangover, you drink coconut water and it replenishes your electrolytes. Mm-hmm. It just brings you back to life. The properties of coconut, unless you have a nut allergy, I just don't feel that it throws you off. I've never had a problem. And I always recommend it to clients for a natural lube if they can't afford our $45 plant-based lube.
Okay. And like with anything else, if you're sensitive or something, I probably just wouldn't use it. If you're like sensitive and get, you know, prone to BV or something like that, then you'll probably have issues. But from what you're saying, naturally you don't have any issues yourself. You never had any issues.
Not unless you have a nut allergy. We know not to put coconut oil on the face.
Yeah.
Clogs up the pores. But here.
You're like, it's cool down there.
Girl.
Okay. So while we're talking about, you know, your box, your vagina area down there. Last time you talked about taking care of your feminine area, you said use a good feminine wash, which you can purchase on your website, a good toner, and a moisturizer. Can you give any suggestions for as a good toner, a good toner for down there and a good moisturizer?
Mm-hmm. A good toner would be rose water. Again, if you don't have any rose or flower allergies, rose water is a great toner. A cucumber water, anything that's very light and natural. And again, it's just going on the outside of the vulva. That's just where the pubic hairs are, just to keep that area hydrated and freshened.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you're saying you can use that as a toner?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I love when you come, you always bring treats. So this is the feminine wash. Okay.
The feminine wash and the matching spray. They're made with the same ingredients because we just want to keep you on a healthy pH balance. One is a foam product and one is a spray product.
Okay.
It helps with the long-lasting freshness from the wash. Again, it's made with the same ingredients.
Right. Yeah, because I see aloe vera. That's pretty good. Is this available on your website as well?
Yes.
Okay. Check Teresa out. So is there anything that you want to talk about? Anything you want the ladies to know about their feminine hygiene?
I really want to touch on period boot camp. Period boot camp is something that I created for women who suffer from painful periods. I feel like if you prepare for your period, it should be much easier. It's almost like your friend coming in for a week and you want to make sure your sheets are clean and you want to make sure you have food in your refrigerator. Well, that's the same way you want to prepare for your period to come. Your period is your monthly report card. Mm. So your blood can tell a story. It tells everything from the color, the texture, and even the smell.
Right.
I also want to recommend that women eat red fruits and red vegetables on their period to help replenish the blood that you lose. Again, the body is cleansing itself, so you want to eat very, very healthy so you can help with the detoxing and cleansing process.
Okay. I appreciate you coming in, Teresa, and always kicking knowledge. I'm always looking forward for you to be on here because I learned so much from you with feminine hygiene and everything. A lot of things I didn't know. And as far as I know, with the videos going viral on TikTok, the girls ain't know either. But I noticed some of the girls were aware of some of the neem oil. They was like, oh, okay, I know about neem. So that made me feel good. I was like, okay.
Yes, we're getting there.
Thanks to you. All right. So next time, guys. See ya. Thank you.
Make sure you follow me on TikTok, The Naked Truth Podcast. You can also follow me on Facebook, Courtney LaShawn. And don't forget about YouTube and Instagram, The Naked Truth with Courtney. Until then, stay true.